Something for the weekend, it's Trina Murray here and Damien Farrelly is in with news from the net. What you got for us today, Damien?
Morning, Trina. I'm going to begin with this American dialect coach, right? You may have heard this during the week. She's been posting tutorials online for everybody to see and hear. Basically, her job is to teach actors, right, how to speak in various accents. Now, this person is the reason, she has to be. When you hear this now, you'll know what I mean. Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt did such awful Irish accents
in the
movies.
Oh my God, far and away. The worst accent I think I've ever heard.
Extraordinarily bad. And those Julia Roberts in Michael Collins was kind of, that was awful as well, wasn't
it? Awful. The only good Irish accent I've ever heard in my life was Kate Hudson. She did a good one in a movie that she starred in alongside Stuart Townsend. So she must have been hanging out with him and picking up the real Irish accent. So this is an Irish dialect coach.
Yeah, well, have a listen to this one because make your own mind up. Have a listen. It's unreal.
Our next practice sound is the vowel shift from ow to ew. And I find that this is personally the most difficult. As a standard American English speaker, sometimes there's an emphasis on this sound in particular. For example, flower, sour, hour. There's a great deal of space in the mouth. But remember, with an Irish accent, it's very small. And it's very relaxed and melodic. So the word flower, if we were to make that smaller, becomes flair, air, sour. So our practice sentences are, I found out lemons are sour. We don't have to go to work for another hour. Flowers grow in the garden.
Hey, flowers. Flowers are sour.
Flowers. Flowers grew in the garden. That's the way we talk, apparently. Flowers, sirs.
What must the word
I'm not
think
opening
of
my mouth. Flowers, sirs. This woman's being paid to teach people how to do an Irish accent.
Yeah, she's giving people what they call a good fleecing. That's what she's doing.
What else do you have for us, Damien?
A student was staying in America, has been arrested after eating for free, right, for an entire year at KFC by posting as a taster from the head office. So basically he called in, you know, suit and tie. Hello, I'm the taster from head office. All right, come on in. So he go into the fast food restaurant and tell staff he was sent from there to ensure food standards and safety control, right? And he was partial to a bit of chicken and chips.
Because you know that no one wants to ask the question, is he really from head office? Everyone just assumes. You say it all the time. You know when a new person comes into the office and they might be fixing a computer? Nobody ever says, does anyone know who that is?
Yeah, you're actually
right. They
just
let it happen.
Yeah, nobody verifies anyone.
No.
Do you know the way? But he did it with such confidence, and this is why maybe they were duped. They believed him every single time. He went round to different restaurants all around the country, and he'd go into the kitchen and he can take notes before helping himself to a meal. So he'd go, this looks absolutely fantastic. Yes, can I have a chicken and chips? And he tasted
it. So he was doing it for an entire year.
A whole year. And I would love to know what he looks like. Is he 40 stone?
Having chicken and chips every day of the week.
And I love me, you know me now, I'd like a chicken and chips, but once a week, come on.
Damien, thanks so much. When are you back on the radio?
Tomorrow, Classic Hit Sunday. Be here. We've got some great concert tickets to give away. If you grew up with Deacon Blue or you grew up with Mad, do you remember Sogs and Madness?
Well, I had Ricky Ross from Deacon Blue on my show last week, actually.
Well, excuse
we are
me.
Very good friends.
Well, he's obviously left a heap of tickets behind for the pier in Dunleary in the summer.
Thanks, Damien. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.